From Yahoo Sports, Munster Commission Independent Governance Review. Munster have commissioned an independent governance and organizational review after the club decided against bringing in Roger Randall as a tech coach last month. The New Zealander's planned arrival was announced on 15 April but was met by opposition in some quarters after a 1997 rape allegation resurfaced. The alleged incident occurred in Durban, South Africa, during Randall's playing days with Super Rugby side Hurricanes, a charge that was dropped by the complainant and one he has always denied. Following his appointment, former players Billy Holland, Killian Keane, and Mick O'Driscoll stepped down as independent nominees on the province's Professional Game Committee. There were also resignations from Munster's Voluntary Commercial Advisory Group. Munster then announced on 30 April that the move was off by mutual agreement with the province's general manager Ian Costello, saying it had been a difficult conclusion, but that it became clear that this was the best course of action for Roger, his family, and Munster Rugby. The province announced plans for a review on Tuesday to assess the organization's governance, leadership, culture, and communications structures and to provide recommendations back to the board. The review will be conducted by the Governance Company, an independent consultancy specializing in corporate governance, and will be overseen by an external independent chair, who will be appointed in the coming days. It is clear that the past number of weeks have been difficult for staff, players, coaches, supporters, and everyone who cares about Munster Rugby, said CEO Ian Flanagan. We recognize the impact that recent events and decisions have had on our stakeholders. This independent review is an important step in ensuring we can learn from past events and strengthen how we can positively operate going forward. We look forward to working fully with the Governance Company and independent chair to support an effective review process. The primary and clear objective of this important exercise is the overall well-being of Munster Rugby. Munster are currently sixth in the United Rugby Championship URC standings before their final regular season game against Lions on Saturday, 16 May.